Welcome back for a continued conversation with Dr. Wallace about managing behaviors.
If I don't like the way that they're trying to solve their problem, I'm going to start talking to them about the actual problem, not the behavior, because the behavior is that solution that they're trying to attempt. So I'm going to say, it seems like you don't trust me when I am saying no here. Talk to me about that. Because that's the actual problem, not the fact that you rolled your eyes at me.
When I have been having like a 3-year debate with a certain Jack Jr. about the fact that I don't allow Snapchat on the house, and he continues to come at me with wanting to know my reasons, and I've repeated the reasons over and over. I'm like, okay, so who's on Snapchat that you want to have more communication with? What's the real deal here? What I said to him this time is, we have had this conversation over and over and over and over again. And for you to ask me again makes me feel like you weren't listening the previous times. You were just trying to tell me why I was wrong. Right. And in the moment, I was so frustrated. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you again. I have told you over and over why I don't feel like it's safe. And if you're not going to listen to me, I'm not going to tell you again. But what I should have been asking, I guess, is why he didn't trust my judgment.
Why he didn't trust your judgment, or what it is that he thinks Snapchat will offer him that you're keeping him from.
You know, all the great bullying and sex trafficking that happens on there.
Let me tell you, I got Snapchat as an adult, and within 39 hours, I tell this story to parents all the time. Within 39 hours, I had unsolicited pictures and comments from people that I know in person that would never have said those things to me or done those things if it didn't disappear and they gaslight other people into believing I'm crazy. Like, if your wife saw this, she would be totally pissed at you. Like, what are you
doing? It just takes away all accountability.
It takes away accountability. You know, there is nothing that you can do in Snapchat that you can't do on every other platform. And I've got my kids saying the same thing. They're like, Mom, can we like, you can get a parent account and we get. No. And let me tell you why. I will tell you this story. In 2016, I think it was, I was contacted by the FBI. It's the only time it's ever happened to me. They contacted me and said, we want to place a child in your therapy practice and we will be paying for it. And this is how you do the billing and all of that. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on? And this 11-year-old child comes into my office and I hear this terrible story about how she was essentially targeted for trafficking in my hometown through the app Musical.ly, which is now TikTok. And it started with cute little dances and then someone sliding in the DMs and then her responding and him responding and her responding. The next thing you know, there's this plan to meet up and this person did a terrible thing by sending her some content that is very illegal, very wrong, and basically suggested, hey, these are the things I want to do with you. And because she was wise enough to know she was in over her head, she went and found people that she trusted. It wasn't her parents. It wasn't her friends' parents. It was almost somebody who might not be trustworthy enough to give the info, but thankfully they were. And the FBI got involved, and this entire ring of multiple men in the area were picked up. And I'm just thinking to myself, because of essentially TikTok, you know, this girl was at risk of being picked up and potentially disappearing off the face of the planet. I tell my kids that story. I'm like, listen, your mother hears things in her office that would frighten you. I make the decisions I make because I was trusted by authority greater than myself to care for you. And I'm not going to say I'm going to always get it right, but I'm definitely going to be intentional about the decisions that I make. And if I made them wrong, I'm really sorry. But I don't think missing out on Snapchat or TikTok is going to be a major blow to what's to come for you in life. And just know that I believe that I'm making this decision because I love you and you're important to me.